we going?
Are we going?
I guess we're going.
Ow.
It's on.
What? I'm just sitting down.
Wow, this is professional.
We are professional. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
Guys, this is Inaudible Hunt Divagation, episode 23, for the fans.
23. For the fans?
So Steve.
For the fans.
Is that what this episode is about?
It's about the fans.
Yeah.
We're going to answer all those questions.
Steve.
Yeah.
Answering your fan mail.
Yeah.
Steve is our one fan.
Yeah.
And he lives in Russia.
But he does send a lot of fan mail.
Yeah.
A lot of none.
Vincent, what is your hair color?
Answer the question, Vincent.
Steve, it is
black.
Technically.
It's red.
Not from birth.
What is currently your hair colour?
Currently my hair colour is black with some pretty faded red.
It looks damn sexy.
That's right.
I need to get it redone.
That's right.
You can wear a hairdresser to dye your hair?
Yeah.
You said you're a woman.
So,
and like get it nice and cut and styled and like...
Oh, you were a woman.
You know.
Dylan made me cut his hair.
Oh yeah, everybody, I cut my hair yesterday.
Yeah.
They don't know that yet.
Yeah, no.
It's used to them.
I don't think they even knew you had, like, long hair.
If they've seen our YouTube videos, they know I had long hair.
Oh, no. It all changes. You have to change a picture on your blog.
Yeah, my blog page has got a picture.
We could put photos up on Inaudible Quantification.
No.
Nice.
We could not.
No,
okay. Yeah.
I want to see
photos
up there.
You're like... Cartoon self has got to change now.
Yeah, I know. I've got to get Lizelle to draw a new picture for me.
After she gets our page to get, like, some art.
After you ask her to do that.
I asked her.
When?
Like, ages ago.
Did you ever, like, clarify with her?
She
you got to tell her what you want.
You got to tell her what you want. You can't just be like, hey, Lizelle, draw pictures.
I simply said that I have asked her.
Okay, but you seem to have this idea that you just talk to someone once about something and then they just do it for you.
I see
how the world works.
Well, I don't expect to be asking a million times of being an annoying little...
No, you just need to talk to her once about exactly what you want, and then she'll go and do it.
Alright.
Do it. Today.
I will.
Also get the iTunes done today, which you said you'd do today 2 weeks ago.
Alright.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Are we gonna move
today
up and be big
episode,
or what?
Emily harasses Henry.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we do every day?
Why are you trying to fly swat his water bottle?
Because Henry won't let me hit him without hitting me back.
Don't hit Vincent though, because Vincent's all burnt and dead.
So I'm fly swatting the water bottle.
Water bottle don't give shits.
Okay. Fly swat the water bottle.
That's far away. Yeah.
What's the topic of the day?
Topic of the day. I just said fan questions.
Right. We don't have questions.
Well,
we
better generate some questions.
Yeah, we better.
Okay.
Is there a random question generator?
Oh, Google that.
Google that.
Random question generator, and we'll answer that for an hour.
Okay.
That's actually a pretty good idea. We should do that. If that exists, we're doing that. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah.
This is a solid way of generating a fan base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just
we need content.
Yeah.
There's actually a Yahoo
answer.
Although we had content,
there
was
actually.
I said to Google, and it went,
Yahoo answers random question generator.
Like, eventually we'll have a nice little music episode, but that requires homework for us.
No,
click on one.
Oh, wow,
I'm clicking.
Click it up.
You clicked on the one that would be like...
Why are we talking about Dave Grohl?
It's a random question generator about Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl!
Who's that?
He's the drummer from Nirvana and the lead singer of Foo Fighters.
Oh, who cares?
Fans of Nirvana and the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, but we're not gonna do a podcast about him.
Because he was in the Muppet movie.
Well,
he
you can
he
go.
Played,
this
yeah.
is a complicated generator. What ideas or parts can be combined?
No one.
Oh, we just want a thing that you press a button and questions come up.
Trivia generator.
What about that thing with the brain, that the quiz bot or whatever it is?
20 questions.
No.
Oh, you mean...
Cleverbot.
Cleverbot.
Cleverbot, help us write our podcast.
Yeah.
Right now we're just recording ourselves being on the internet.
We're sandbagging, it's great.
Yeah. We're pretty good.
Yeah, we're alright.
I'm burnt to fuck.
Oh yeah, we're burned.
Let's talk about burns.
We went to the beach, guys.
Yeah.
We have outside lives.
Not really, we had the exact same.
We played Yu-Gi-Oh! At the beach. We played Yu-Gi-Oh! At the kebab shop.
Enjoy
we
all
played
Yu-Gi-Oh! Nice
on the way to the beach.
And we played Yu-Gi-Oh! At the bus stop.
Yeah.
On the bus.
On the bus.
And in the city.
Oh yeah, we played at Town Hall.
At Town Hall. That's like Times Square for Sydney.
But far vastly inferior.
Yes. So you got a question generator up there?
I cannot find one.
No, it doesn't. One doesn't exist.
As if that doesn't exist. That seems like something that would be awesome.
It would be pretty cool if it existed.
Well, some student needs to make one for an assessment task.
That's your job.
You're going to be a student soon.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing, like, computing stuff.
Yeah, the stuff you learn in media is pretty useless.
Yep.
We could just, like, you know, get Julian. Just be like, Julian.
So what are we actually going to talk about, seeing as our question generator idea failed?
I'm going to follow.
Well, I mean, did you watch Amazing Spider-Man last night?
No, I didn't borrow it off the thing. And
what?
Makaya and Vincent stayed at my house, so obviously I didn't watch it.
Well,
yeah,
I saw it.
High five.
Hi, SWAT. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a SWAT that looks like a hand.
They can hear you.
They can hear you.
Yeah, they can. It's pretty good.
Yeah. No, then they can't hear you. So what are we going to talk about?
Why, I guess horror movies.
We can talk about Spider-Man and I can just shut up.
Okay.
We talked about Spider-Man when it came out. Or at least you tried to get me to, but you kept interrupting me.
Well, now that you've all seen it, you can talk about it again.
Go!
Alright. So,
bam!
Basically, I have finally seen Amazing. Vincent, was that the first time you've seen Amazing Spider-Man? Yes.
Yeah.
So we finally watched Amazing Spider-Man. Some context so you understand... We weren't quiet during it. We, like...
I was quiet.
You weren't quiet during it.
Yeah, I'm not, like, the only person. I wasn't, like...
Oh, so
alone.
When you were sitting there all on your lonesome watching Adventure Time and people were having fun, you were, like, shut up everyone every 2 seconds. But when it's...
Oh, you guys were, like... When I say loud, you guys were, like, generating some weird noise where it was... I couldn't even think with how much noise
we were
making.
At a party, dude. What do you expect?
Being way noisy. Whereas everyone was watching the movie and everyone was talking, it wasn't just me.
Okay.
No, you only think everyone was talking because you were the only one.
Really? So
you were talking and then everyone was like reacting to what you said.
I was talking.
You were propagating the talking.
I wasn't
like propaganda.
Yeah, that's the word.
Thank God.
Propaganda for talking.
Can I have some of that Lebanese
talking
bread?
Wants you.
Brought to you by the Lebanese.
So talk about Spider-Man, guys.
Anyway,
yeah,
so everyone was talking, but. I'll say personally that I thought it was entertaining, but it was... There were mistakes.
As I've said before, it was better than I thought it would be, but my standards for it were abysmally low.
Yeah. I was kind of in the same
boat. I was basically falling asleep. Not because I was bored, just because I was really fucking late. And I was burnt to a crisp.
Fight scenes were good.
Oh, the fight scenes were amazing.
But... There's just so many inaccuracies, so many things that don't really...
Andrew Garfield makes
sense.
A great Spider-Man, but a terrible Peter Parker.
And even if I was to say, okay, fine.
But
not,
he's so pretty.
Not even being
Holy
faithful
crap.
To the comics, right? Not even
he's too Hispanic, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Not even... Well, he actually just has this weird face.
He has an adorable face.
Yeah,
he's
pretty
really
cute.
Little.
Yeah, he's got
it's
a
good
great
looking
face.
Little.
He looks like a goblin. I'm sorry.
A sexy goblin.
Goblin.
I'm imagining a goblin dressed as a Chippendale dancer.
Yeah.
Deviant.
But I thought, like, even if I was to think, like, okay, take out the inner nerd and just look at it as a movie, it doesn't even stick, like, focus on elements enough for me to really care about them. Like, the romance is there, but it's barely part of the main final fight.
Manal.
I barely noticed the final fight.
It was just...
Like, I felt like Act 1 went forever, and Act 2 and 3 were just...
Bland.
Yeah.
Bland. Like, there was no real transition.
I didn't really think it was Act 2. I thought
it was just
sort of,
like, one, and then, like, there was sort of a lizard guy around now.
Yeah, and what happened with...
And it was, like, a problem.
Yeah, and Kurt Connors just kind of became evil, like, just in the middle. Like, there's a scene where he's
became,
I'm evil now.
He became really totalitarian and decided that his way was the best way.
That's what happens when you steal science. I'm gonna become evil.
But it's like, then they get to the end and they try to act at, like, add a sympathetic, like, part to his character, and I'm like, where was that?
Well,
I thought we'd forgotten humanity.
The idea is, if he's a reptile, he's evil. If he's not a reptile, he's not evil.
But you could see reptiles
I
evil
get
him.
Non-human
then,
humanoids
yeah.
are evil.
Because, yeah, but that's because he was being healed. He no longer had the evil in his system.
He was
getting
yeah.
reptiles.
He wasn't a mute anymore.
True. And the moral of this story is lizards are shifty and can't be trusted.
Right.
With their slit eyes and all that.
With their legs. They're shifty lizard
legs. Look at that lizard.
Yes, Patrick.
The audience can see the lizard.
Yeah,
Patrick's reading the comic book. He's
Next wave Agents of H-A-T-E.
Which is way better than Amazing Spider-Man.
Mm.
So good.
It's incredible.
Don't even say a thing that's happening on that page.
Yeah,
I want people to read it and just be surprised.
Steve,
go read Next Wave.
Should I read the introduction to that character that I found earlier?
No, that'll be boring.
Let's not do like spoken word versions of things.
Okay, what are we still talking about, Spider-Man?
Well, yeah, because I just thought there were so many elements that like nothing really gets enough of the focus, and I mean, if you like the romance. Great, but I found it incredibly creepy. I was like, this is...
Creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Why?
Yeah, I don't want spiderwebs on my butt.
And the way he's like, just...
Wait, that was cute.
He just like reveals his identity or whatever, and then he just starts making...
He wanted to impress the hot girl.
And he's like the shittest superhero too. He can't maintain his secret identity, right? Like, Dylan, right. So they're in a subway, and he just decides like, they're not just gonna...
He didn't decide. He didn't know he had powers then.
But then it's like... He's, like, in the football field, right? And someone throws the football.
I think, at that point, he was just like, fuck it.
hits the football that's been going towards him, and it hits, like, a football field pole and, like, you know, bends it.
Again, Gwen Stacy was there. He's trying to impress the hot chick.
Yes, in the, like, while everyone's there.
Did the same thing in, like, the gym with the basketball.
I know.
Every single person on any sports team already knew he was Spider-Man. So there was no point trying to hide it.
There wasn't much effort put in by him to, like, hide his identity.
It's just...
It was pretty much flaunting it.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah.
Which is stupid.
Which is realistic.
Yeah, like, if you're a teenager, you're not going to go, God, I have to hide my secret identity.
You're
going to
fuck shit up and be like, yeah, this is me. I'm the king.
But what's the point in having a costume then?
Then it doesn't...
So you can be badass!
And to make sure that, like... You're actually Spider-Man.
Yeah. I'm sure he understands the idea of a secret identity, but he's a teenager. He's not going to be like, ooh, maybe if I do this, people will think I'm Spider-Man.
I would think that, if I were him.
Yeah, but you...
It's probably just, like, one of those half-assed, like...
Maybe it's just not a very good movie.
Yeah.
Emma Stone is not a good Gwen Stacy.
She's a terrible Gwen Stacy.
She's a good actor, she's good in the character, but the character is not Gwen Stacy. Character is just a blonde Mary Jane. For some reason, has a fucking internship with a giant science corporation.
Oh, she had the best lab coat. It was like up to her, like her waist and stuff. So you can see her leg.
She had this whole lab coat, and she was wearing mini skirts and knee-high socks.
I don't see the problem with this thing
because it's a serious science institute where
I don't care.
Interning on like her weekends. And doesn't, like, it would be a full-time job.
Do scientists have penises?
No.
No, none of them do.
Okay,
do.
They do?
Yeah,
so they do.
I'm not broken, I just... Other parts.
It's deranged.
So scientists have penises.
Well, some of
them
do.
So scientists like sexy chicks in lab coats also.
Who are technically underage.
So?
Technically.
And don't have time to have that job.
That's hotter. That's more dangerous if you're underage.
Jesus Christ. Never become a scientist. Never become anything.
Everything.
Just quit life now.
Stay away from young girls.
Become a romance novel.
I'm underage too, though, so I can say that. It's okay. For the next, 2 months, I can say that.
Woo!
Time's running out.
And then I'll just say it anyway after that. But yeah, I don't see the problem with her being sexy.
It's highly inappropriate.
It's a bit... They go a bit far with it. Like, she is just wearing short shorts in a lab.
That's fine. Fan service is good.
Yeah. It's fine. It sounds great. I'm going to look it up when I get home.
and it's nothing else.
It's not, like, real fan service. It's just sort of like...
And then she's never at the lab again after that.
No, she is.
No, every time Peter goes to the lab...
Oh, yeah, true.
She's, not there.
And they... What is with the investing in 3D... expensive 3D models... Instead of, like, more...
Because it's really helpful.
Science
with, like,
stuff.
3D stuff.
Yeah, but then... Like,
they use it a lot in hospitals. Because looking at a 2D picture of a brain
doesn't
is fucking difficult when you can just have the whole brain there.
That makes no sense.
But everything has 3D models.
Yeah, well, if you've got the 3D computer, you may as well just put everything there.
And aren't they a Super Mega Ultra Corporation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that was their title.
Because you didn't actually really see it except for Oscorp on everything. Because we need to point out that this is Oscorp.
Well, they didn't have Osborn in it.
Ozzy.
Hellraiser.
Yes, that Osborn.
He's good.
That'd make it funny, actually.
Hellraiser was the
villain. If Norman Osborn turned out to be Ozzy Osborn.
Yeah. Just go. Hey, guys!
You know what Ozzy Osborn
was. I'm dying. I need medicine to regrow limbs.
He's British, guys.
Yeah.
Then oh, give us your impression.
Sean Trunk uses worn away any sort of accent here.
Yeah, he just sounds like death.
Just keeps eating bat heads for some reason.
So how about
he
you
did
talk
it
about
once.
Spider-Man?
He did it once in like
that
three
was
regrets.
One time, and he didn't know it was a real bat.
Yeah, but he still did it.
Because he thought it was a plastic
okay,
bat.
Okay, if it was a plastic bat, I would have done it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
still
what's
funny.
The problem?
Still funny that he did it. I'm saying it's funny. I'm not having a problem with him biting a bat head. I'm just finding it funny.
Okay. Talk about Spider-Man.
Well,
okay, you guys have totally sucked Spider-Man dry in like 2 minutes.
Because he's
it gets pretty dry.
It was,
yeah.
Yeah, it didn't have enough.
It's like entertaining, but it's just so.
It's not engaged at all.
No, I did not feel empathy for Ben when he died.
Yeah. Oh, and that great responsibility speech. Or you need to do good things to do good things. Responsibility.
Stop making everyone Bill Cosby.
Fine. What was the speech? The guy.
Your father had a saying. He believed that if you had the ability to do good things, then you should do good things for other people. It was called responsibility.
That's a horrible thing.
Yeah, that's a terrible, terrible saying. It's not catchy at all.
It's like...
That's pretty rude.
Why would you...
Really long. How would you remember that?
Yeah, and that is that, like...
You had a moral
that.
Obligation to do
I'm pretty
things.
Sure that's, like, a law in, like, France or somewhere. That, like, if you see... If there is, like... an opportunity for you to do good. You are legally obligated to do it.
Really?
You're
mad.
I'm going to go there.
So basically Spider-Man's French now? Is that what we're going with?
No.
His common saying?
This is just a...
It's just a bit of
coincidence
yeah.
that happened to go along with it. He's not French.
French Spider-Man would be...
Well, they're
a fucking dickhead.
He wouldn't exactly be able to, like, web-swing anywhere because there's no skyscrapers.
He's
wearing
the tower. You can just swing off that.
Wee-wee! Just has this epic web that he just shoots towards the Eiffel Tower.
And Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
That's a terrible...
Well, there are apparently, like, Spider-Mans for every country. Like, this Indian Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Oh, I'm not going to do an impression of you really racist.
There's Chinese Spider-Man. No, there is an Indian Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, and there's Chinese Spider-Man. Oh. What, do you doubt that there's an Indian Spider-Man? Look at
Is there one?
Yeah, there is.
Where?
Hello,
India.
Welcome to Oscorp.
India.
Like, in comics and stuff?
Yeah, in comics.
What does he do?
The Indian?
He does the Spider-Man story in India.
Oh, that's boring.
There's like some small variations.
Indian Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Green Curry Goblin.
That's not a name.
I hate bug.
Big bug!
I hate Mr. Wasp.
Oh my god.
Where?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Oh, sorry.
There was a bug attack, guys, but we totally survived.
Bug was kind of considering coming in here and was like, wait, there are like five big
No, there's some like crazy chick with a fly swatter.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh yeah. Fuck this.
Hell no. Wow, we have padding.
We have nothing. This is why Henry
yeah.
should organize episodes before we begin recording.
Well, horror movies.
No.
Right. Why not?
Yeah, why not? We got nothing else to talk about.
Why are you against talking about horror films?
There's just nothing to talk about with horror films.
There's
we're
like
well.
Every
there are,
horror film
yeah.
made.
Okay, let's go.
Alright, I'll start off. So I'll just go with my favorite horror film, which is The Thing. Which, how many people have
I've
actually
seen it?
Seen?
The 19?
The 81. The 80s one.
Okay.
Kurt Russell.
Never seen it.
The
80s one? It's Kurt Russell. It's like either the 70s or 80s. Not sure.
The one. There's only like
the first one.
There are like two thing movies.
About.
And
yeah,
are you
and
trying
the
to
second
go...
one no one cares about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
Okay.
Okay, so The thing is, I think, like, I usually don't like horror films because I'm usually...
Because he's a scaredy cat.
No, because it usually goes for one thing and then there's nothing else for the movie. It's just jump scares and that's it.
It's the point of a horror film.
Yeah, well, I like
no,
more...
Not the case at all.
Not every horror film does that.
Yeah, there's always a love story and then they die.
And I've definitely changed, you know, I've definitely changed my mind on that and found some good horror films. But this was the first one that, you know, really showed me there can be good horror films. So the thing's a pretty simple story. There are these scientists in the Arctic, and they, through, you know, a series of weird situations, they end up with this thing, as it were, this alien creature on their, you know, space station.
They just made it.
On their ship. On their, you know... their place, their outpost in the Arctic. They can't go back to land because their, you know, their systems have been ruined, have been wrecked.
Don't have more than one person talking, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Explaining the definition of the word alien.
Doesn't matter.
Who cares? Anyway, so to keep it simple, there are these guys, these scientists, stuck in the Arctic with no way of getting back to civilization or calling them. And what happens is that they slowly get picked off one by one by this alien that can... look like any of them. And it becomes just this movie of like...
So it's like the smoke monster from Lost.
Actually, it kind of is. but yeah, it's just this really great movie about just the paranoia that happens once you have to ask yourself, do you truly know who you're with?
Cabin Fever.
Exactly.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. And the special effects are amazing. Like...
Those really classic like 80s... really disgusting, but still really cool, even now.
Yeah.
Like, it just... it looks bad, but it's just really cool.
I know, the spider thing, like, the head that just turns into a spider.
Yeah, and it's like the Total Recall effects. It's just the dumbest stuff, but you just really admire it, because they just went there.
Yeah, they... it's so cool, and you've got a really great cast, and I just love this movie. You know, so... Dylan, favorite horror film. Or at least a one you really like.
I guess Cabin in the Woods.
Okay, a horror movie.
A horror movie.
It's not really, it's a comedy.
It's got a horror movie.
Come on, you can't say it's not a horror movie.
Okay, but like
the
a scary horror
movie.
Like a scary movie. Like a movie that's...
I don't like horror movies.
I've never watched a horror movie.
You don't have a movie that scared you that you liked? I mean, you've seen Antichrist, and that's like
that's not scary. It's just
that's
uncomfortable.
It's like Gorbon.
Yeah, it's not.
Is it like
it's
Thriller
different.
And Gorbon?
I mean, okay, I could actually say that. Yeah, Antichrist is really, 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 really good.
Okay,
but it's not my favorite.
Okay,
I don't know. I haven't got a favorite. Again, all the horror
Cloverfield.
I hate
that's
when,
a monster work.
I really hate that movie. I like Martyrs. It's not my favorite by any means, but it was good.
Okay.
I don't remember much of it.
Have you ever been scared during...
I was very uncomfortable in Martyrs. Again, it's
have
like...
Have you seen
really,
Alien?
It's really, really... Of course I've seen Alien.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was scared in Alien, but again, it's not my favorite.
Okay.
I love Alien. I'm not saying it's bad, by the way.
You have to be scared.
Clearly, if it's not your favorite,
I don't want to talk about, like, Alien. Everyone's seen Alien. That's not interesting.
Okay.
Fucking awesome.
I know, but it's like, there's not much to talk about. Everyone knows what it is. I want to talk about Martyrs. Can I talk about Martyrs?
Yes,
okay.
Martyrs is cool.
Tell us the story.
I don't remember the story.
Tell us a terrible
There's, like, this happy... It's, like, some foreign language. I can't remember what it... Maybe it was French? I don't remember. Mm. It was, like, European of some sort, I believe.
Old Boy is a horrific ending.
Old Boy is not a horror movie.
Okay, anyway.
But yeah, and then there's, like, this happy family, and they're, like, quite wealthy, and they just, like, wake up one morning and all have breakfast together with their fucking rich house, and they're all like, oh, look how happy we are. And then, like, this girl just, like, walks in and, like, just kills them all. And then, like, all this stuff happens, and eventually, like, you find out that the parents of this happy, normal, rich family had, like, this evil torture cell where they, like, tortured people. And then... I don't really remember what happens, but there's just a lot of really, really uncomfortable imagery of, like, people that are completely naked that have, like, this giant, like, metal trap, like, on their head that's being, like, ripped off of them, and then they're, like, cutting themselves, and it's, like, just really, really graphic and really uncomfortable and gross, but it was really good. It was, like, really, really good. I can't remember anything from it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh shit, I don't know. I don't even know what happens in that movie.
Okay.
But there's just like this really gross shit that happens. I think they capture a girl, and then the girl tries to like escape, and tries to save some of the other tortured people and stuff. And it's just like really, really, really graphic. Like one of the most graphic movies I've ever seen.
Okay.
But it's so good. So that's one.
Like I want to know what, like, you've been scared during a movie and you thought that was, like...
Probably, like, more, like, creepy stuff, like, atmospheric stuff is what I prefer. But I can't think of any standout movies that aren't just, like, Alien. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, no, not like that, not, like, obvious popular stuff.
Yeah, I can't think
like,
of
like, I was scared though. During the thing, like, the first time I watched
it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch many horror movies. I don't really like them.
I have, like, an insanely deep-set fear of gremlins.
I know, I love this. I love this fact. Okay, so...
I watched it when I was a little kid, and since then, I cannot, like, even think about them without getting freaked out.
It's good.
It's really bad.
Have you seen it now? It's so...
It's pretty shitty.
It's adorable. Yeah.
If you watch it now, it'd
probably
like...
handle it.
No, it'd, like, clean your fear completely, and you'd be completely okay.
Yeah.
What, you mean this...
Oh, yes,
It's not even scary. Oh, it's just, like, adorable puppetry.
It's so cute.
That was a really cool movie, though. Because it's a Christmas movie,
yeah,
but
it's
a
Christmas
horror movie.
Yeah, it's set
Christmas.
It's
pretty Christmassy.
He gets the gizmo like a fucking Furby. Ooh. Yeah.
Other horror movies.
Watch it at the Christmas party, and I'm not sure how I'm going to handle that.
Well, it depends on where the people bring it, but we're not going to
have it on
that.
Video.
On video.
VHS.
Yeah, video.
I have a VHS.
Yeah, but I
We
don't.
Totally watched Ninja Turtles on my VHS.
I don't have a VHS, though, so...
You got to see things really wrong.
Hey. Other horror movies.
Mm.
I don't know.
We'll move on to... So, anything else interesting about you in horror films, Patrick, or is it just...
He's just terrified of gremlins.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever actually seen any horror films that are actually horror films.
Are you serious? Like,
because gremlins scare him that much.
Not at all.
Yeah, gremlins scare me to the point where I decided never to watch movies that scared me.
You're missing out on a lot of good movies. I just can't think of any of them right now. Head.
But yeah, I can't really contribute much here.
Like Poltergeist.
No, I... Oh,
on a subject that I've, like, strove to
I think I just wasn't born... old enough. Something.
Born.
No, like...
Come out of the womb at five.
No, but if I were, like, alive when Poltergeist...
You mean you're born too late?
Yeah. If I were, like, alive when Poltergeist came out and I saw it, like, when it just came out and it was, like, technologically advanced or whatever, maybe I would have liked it.
Henry, is Poltergeist the one where...
It's the TV one.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm TV.
There's another one that I'm thinking of that I saw when I was a kid and it made me really uncomfortable. This chick just gets raped by this ghost, like, over and over and over again.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's just incredibly uncomfortable. It's like something... No, this chick just like gets just raped.
So she's like being raped on her own.
Yeah, it just looks... It's just a chick that's like riding... Just getting raped by a ghost.
That sounds
good. Isn't it a paradigm scary movie?
Probably. I forget the name, though. I know it's something along the lines of like Ghost or Phantom or something.
It's not Ghost.
Yeah, I know it's not Ghost.
That's a Demi Moore movie.
But it's like, just like, name of.
Some sketch.
Tune in next time to find out.
Google it.
Has anyone seen Exorcist? Because we
Which
know
one?
Yes.
The original one.
OG Exorcist.
That's another one of those movies that if I'd seen it when it came out, maybe I would have been scared by it. But
I think the final.
Right.
Okay, we kind of viewed it wrong. Because we just spent the whole movie pointing out that it was the Rocky storyline. Because there's this one character that's a priest, but he kept doing these, like, running. And doing all this training stuff, and it just looked like the Rocky movie for some reason. And he looked like Sylvester Stallone.
Getting
but
ready to fight the demon.
But I gotta say, like, the last 10 or 15 minutes still... Like, are really well done. Like, feels like there's something, you know, actually out other... going on in those scenes.
I don't know.
You haven't seen it in ages, dude.
I saw it at the same time you saw it.
Exactly
the same time you saw it.
But it seemed very other and...
It was...
You get scared by movies in the 70s.
Yeah, no, but just not Poltergeist or Exorcist, which are like those movies everyone says are really amazing and classic and stuff.
They're amazing, but they're not scary. Same way Shining.
I thought the Poltergeist
scary.
Was fucking boring. Like, nothing happens in that movie. I was like, oh, wow. It was just like, you know how in Paranormal Activity, everyone complains how it's all like, oh, all it is like moving chairs and stuff.
Yeah.
Guess what happens in Poltergeist? Exactly the same thing, but it's a classic.
The idea of Paranormal Activity, like,
is really cool.
Stay with me. And
yeah.
That, like, freaked me out, like, forever.
Yeah, I actually think the first Paranormal Activity is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
I enjoyed it, and, like, it scared me afterwards.
Yeah, I was like, that was decent.
Well, that kind of does say about the sensibilities of where we are versus where they were in
the
cinema.
Yeah. You what?
I got bored in Paranormal Activity, got up instead of just jumping behind people in the cinema.
That's rude.
It was funny as shit.
That's when they were filming that and they were like, oh, these people got scared. It was just Lakaya sitting behind the chairs going, ah!
Yeah, that's like, those are the horror movies I like. Not the ones that, like, scary to watch, because it's sort of hard to suspend your disbelief enough to, like, actually feel fear of watching a movie.
I saw, like,
yeah.
A lot of the fourth one.
But, like,
shit.
A movie that can, like, put an idea in your head that you just start freaking yourself out.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, Psycho freaks me out still.
And that's what I find makes really good movie.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Oh,
yeah.
Jaws.
I'm fine. I can, like, swim in, like, the beach and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, every time I'm there, it's, like, always, like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe there's a shark.
There might be a shark.
Like,
we do live in Australia.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't, like, stop me from swimming. I can still swim fine and everything.
That's just a fear,
but
anyway.
I'm
no,
terrible.
No, like, before I'd seen Jaws, that never happened to me when I was in
Australia. I'm terrible with that.
Yeah.
I
learned that the other day.
Yeah, we did. I am terrible. I have an impossible fear of Jaws. Psycho did that to me, actually. I didn't realize it, but I just keep thinking about, like...
No,
the shower scene did nothing.
That explains a lot.
But Dylan, you've seen Psycho. Like, Lakaya. Like, Dylan, you know the final scene where they're going...
Hitchcock.
Yeah, you know the final scene where they're in the jail, like,
yeah.
They're in cell.
Yeah.
That scene,
yeah,
that scene freaks
that's
me
fair
out.
Enough.
That scene's just the
that's
way...
That's a cool movie.
Yeah, the way
that's
that...
A really cool movie.
That scene is so cool at the end, though.
Yeah.
And the way it's just like, you wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Scare me.
Yeah,
I find it pretty hard to be scared by movies. So when it happens, I generally remember it. But now that we're talking about horror movies, I don't remember
no.
movies.
I find it odd because, like, usually it's when you're a kid because you just everything's
I watched
possible.
Everything as a kid. My mother desensitized me to violence because for some reason she thought it was not appropriate to show children's movies. So I didn't see Disney movies until I was
whack.
Over 10. And I spent my childhood watching horror films.
Oh, Disney films can get scary. There's always, like, a scene where they're smiling.
I saw the entire Alien series before I was 6, and I was completely immune to it. I was watching Wolf Creek at, like,
has anything scared you?
I was, like, really young.
Has anything scared you since, like, you were 6?
Since I was 6?
Lizards.
Lizards. But, you know, that's not in a film, and lizards are shifty.
So nothing in a movie.
They haven't made, like,
you.
Mega Iguana.
Movies don't scare me.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. You know what scares you way more than horror movies? Horror games.
Oh, yeah.
Horror games are so good.
Apparently Slayer is
LSD.
Fucked up.
No, you show me that. That doesn't look scary.
What game?
Looks crazy.
What's
LSD?
That game with the...
Oh, the South Park game where it's basically Chase the Unicorn?
The
where you're just...
And
you're just playing...
That's not
kind
a
of
horror
girl.
Game.
Like, just,
you just have a needle and you're just stabbing
like, like
Chase the Unicorn!
Bear or Fairbanner and you stop something there and dead zombie bunnies.
Zombie bunnies?
Wait, what's this game?
I really want to play Amnesia.
I don't know, I remember it's the only thing I can ever remember scaring me, and it's this video game, and I don't remember what it's called.
What happens in it?
I don't remember all of it. I just remember the first, like, level or something.
What happens in it?
It's this woman, she's in, like, some dark place. It's, like, either an empty fairground or a city or a park or something. And there are, like, dead people everywhere, and there are rabbits, but, like, giant pink rabbits. And
hey.
Then zombie rap dead or
can
something.
I,
let's just, like, list off horror games until we get.
Okay, can I, I'm just gonna pause this for a second. I want to test to see if we're not... Because last week we tried to record and the slow-mo thing happened. So
oh,
I was...
yeah, let's test it.
Okay, so...
Pause.
Okay, we're back.
We figured out Lakaya's
yeah.
Missing game was Silent Hill 3, not
yeah.
Silent Hill
2. Robbie?
I didn't think it was any of them, so...
Well, we thought, and we were wrong.
Yeah.
I guess we should play Silent Hill games.
Yeah. Apparently they're really good.
Well,
you
they
know,
were.
They were. Then they got all Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Well, the recent one apparently was like Back to the Roots, where it's just
it was still bad. Apparently,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's also the fact that that entire style of game is, like, really ultra outdated, and if you go back and play even the best Silent Hill games now, they're shit. Because they're really poorly designed in comparison to what we have now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I just play Bioshock.
I just remember.
You go to Silent Hill and you just have to do shit.
Yeah, and it's
the
like,
plots
oh,
are never
the
really
door's
good.
Locked, you should go find the key.
It's more like metaphors and stuff where, like, everything that you face is about the character, apparently. Like,
yeah,
that's...
but the gameplay is fucking tedious.
I remember that it wasn't even scary, it was just this bunny stuck with me and haunted my dreams.
So that, it was scary.
Yeah, it was
that
scary.
That one rabbit. The
yep.
rest of it was like, and then that was only in like the first like 5 minutes.
Yep. So that one rabbit.
Yeah,
creature.
It got you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it did.
That's, guess what? The first thing you do in the game is see that rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got you.
That's it. That's the only thing that's.
Yeah, it got you. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty effective. I gotta say.
That's yeah. If you're still thinking about it.
Yeah. How many years later?
I spent a while.
I don't know. When did that come out?
Ages.
Like 2001 or something. Or earlier?
Also.
I know I played it when it first came out, because I brought
PlayStation?
It was brought home, and it, I said brought, right?
Yes.
God. And it was new.
Yeah.
Well, I was freaked out. I was actually like, you know who framed Roger Rabbit, right?
Yeah.
We were aware for some.
You know the final ending bit where they reveal, like, who the bad guys and all that stuff?
Yeah.
As a kid, I was freaked out by when they revealed that he, like, that whole thing with him being a psycho. I was like, because it's like a cartoon character that can kill you and you can't kill it. That freaked me out, and the way he laughed.
Have you guys seen Hand That Rocked the Cradle?
No.
It's not really a horror movie. It's like this weird, just kind of like psychological thriller, I guess. No, it's a it's based on that saying, the hand that rocked the cradle is the hand that rules the world.
Oh.
So God is the villain?
A bit about a cradle.
No, it's the... person who raises you is the person who, like, is in charge of it, holds the power.
So if my dad was just like, Dylan gets to get a job, it just happens?
You know what I mean.
Is that why Batman's, like, powerful?
Because he has
he had to rock
his own
cradle.
He got strong, man. He had to rock that cradle. He was like,
arrrr. Just swinging side to side.
Based on this, it's not based on anything. This this woman loses her kid, I think. I think this is the story.
This loser.
And, that might be a different movie. Anyway, this woman gets a nanny for her child, and the nanny's, like, kind of tries to... She thinks the nanny's trying to steal her child. But, like, raising it as her own, and there's this scene where she's just breastfeeding her own baby with the other person's baby. And it's really, it's not that weird, but it's just, the way it's done is so unnatural and creepy.
Well.
It's not scary, but it's just, like, really well done.
Cool,
well,
man.
I feel that the scenes that are really scary are the ones, like, you just sort of find a scene or something, like, randomly in a movie that's just a kid's movie. It's all happy. Like, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, where they go down a tunnel. And it's all happy until they go down the tunnel. And then, for some reason, everyone's taking LSD and they're seeing cockroaches and spiders and shit and hands being cut, and it's like, whoa, movie.
What Disney movies did you watch?
No, Willy Wonka.
Have you ever seen Willy
Wonka
and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said Disney movies.
Well, there are Disney movies that do weird shit, but not like.
Yeah,
that.
What about the scene in Toy Story where the toys are like zombies?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that makes
scary.
Scary.
Yeah, I was
oh.
scared. Fuck is that?
I like refused to watch Toy Story 1 for a while. I was like, what the fuck? That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Baby Evan Spider? That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I know, it's insane.
And I still have someone who's afraid of that witch in Snow White.
Oh, Snow White, yeah, with the witch?
Yeah, I know someone who's still afraid of them, and she's like 25.
That witch is freaky, man. That witch.
He's like, no, I can't do it, I can't watch Snow White, it's terrifying.
Like, the original Snow White has, like, one of the scariest bad guys, I'd say.
That's because Walt Disney believed
bad
that children
girls.
Like to be scared.
Maleficent.
Pardon?
Bad girls.
Yeah, bad girl.
Yeah. No guy.
No guy.
She is full female.
Yeah. Woman with power that wants to do what she wants.
Can't have that. Gotta be evil.
But they, like, hired a voice actress who could just laugh in the most ridiculously terrifying way.
That was only for the witch.
Yeah.
The queen was hot.
Well, yeah, of course she was hot. She's pretty hot witch.
Did not remember this.
And Snow White.
What's the one with the mouse, like the Rescuers?
I hated that movie.
Yeah, but that first movie had a really scary
bad
guy.
It's boring as fuck.
The sequel is set
there
in Australia.
Mice.
they go to places. One of them is voiced by that chick
that one chick did.
In Green Gables. No, not Green Gables. Green Acres.
Green Gables.
Green Acres.
Cool.
Ava Garba or something. That's her name, right?
I have no idea.
But the second movie is set in Australia, and it's awesome.
No, it's not.
Set in Australia.
You don't need to do that. You're from here.
Australia. Australia, man.
Australia.
Oh.
Just need to
You need to be a new you.
This is a new you station. Oh,
dude, don't touch his sunburn and his skin. That's gross.
I'm not.
You're rubbing his peely skin.
God. We went to the beach a couple days ago, folks, and...
I got fucked up.
Yeah, Vincent got fucked up. There's, like, pus on your shoulders. It's like, what is this?
Blisters. Blisters. They're going down now.
They're not gonna pop. It's all good. There won't be pus.
Yeah, but if Lakai doesn't keep hitting...
I'm not hitting him shoulders.
She's like,
you're hitting his face.
Which is peeling.
I'm like a mummy.
Rolly Vincent. Mummy Vincent.
I mean, that is like freaky.
There's gonna be a corpse underneath.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's a horror movie in the starting.
Yeah, that's why I'm keeping up the whole like horror motif. With mummies.
I love horror movies, they just don't scare me. I've seen a lot.
I don't know, I just don't like the fact that it's like you pretty much know the ending. And it annoys me because I'm like, it's so weird because I like movies. I used to feel like, why do characters have to die? Why can't they all have happy endings? Which, I'm fine if characters have a bad ending, but it's just so predictable with horror films. It's like, you know it's going to be bad. It's not going to be good.
I never watch horror movies for the story anymore. It's for the idea.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, if it can stick with me and I can sort of apply it to my own, like, psychology.
I can't apply the rabbit to my psychology. It's
yes, you can.
In my brain for the
pink
rest bunny. Of my life.
If you ever just have, like, a pink rabbit that you just sort of look at, and then you're like,
no, I'm
but I
never like.
Don't mess with that.
I kind
of want to buy you a pink bunny, like every time there's some celebration, and just give it.
But the thing is, that wouldn't scare me. It's
how
just thinking of this rabbit. No, rabbits don't scare me, and pink rabbits don't scare me. And if it were real, it probably wouldn't scare me.
Pink rabbits
but
are the most
snuggest
thing
game.
Ever. I love pink rabbits.
BioShock. I gotta say, BioShock freaked me out.
Not.
Didn't that come out recently?
I don't know, like...
It came out, like, 2007.
That was
fairly recently.
But...
And you like that.
Well, yeah. But when I played it... Well, it's become more of an action-adventure game. But I played... When I was playing it...
The very well-lit outside areas in Infinite.
Yeah.
With, like, blue sky everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stylistic.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a fun game, but it's not going to scare me on any level.
No.
But I played the first BioShock, and it first off, you start off, and everything's, like, very dark, and you can barely see any... Oh,
Lizelle.
My God, it's Lizelle.
It's hot outside.
It's a party.
It's really hot outside.
Why don't we all just go to my pool?
Yes!
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's
the end of the episode,
okay,
guys.
After the episode, we're going to the
Yeah, we're going to
the
pool.
Oh, yes. Do you have something?
Lizelle somehow turns up and makes everything better.
Oh, did you... Hey, look, you see my hair? It's gone.
Did you see my hair? It was gone too, and then it grew back really quickly.
Oh.
That was nice.
I beat you all. I'm going to
your hair's still
I'm like going to get Dark Souls today, but I might not because we're just going to be at the pool all day.
Oh, Dark Souls is a really good example of a scary game that's not scary at all. Can I talk about it? We're talking about horror stuff, by the way. Just so you know what we're talking about.
You know what was really scary?
What?
Trying to use Xbox Live.
Oh, Xbox.
Oh, you.
Okay, so Dark Souls is scary. In the sense that, okay, you're completely average.
Fear of loss, right?
No, because you don't lose anything when you die. Well, you lose, like, the experience points that you gathered in your last life.
And
you
a lot of
time.
Stuff.
No, you,
in the game, right?
If you pick up an item, you have it forever.
Oh, okay.
You don't lose any items or anything.
I thought we were going absolute fear where you like...
No.
Because there are games where you die.
Yeah, I know. Dark Souls, it's like, you see an enemy... And before you ever face it or anything, you just look at it, you're just scared of it, right? Because it's, like, 8 times the size of you, and it's got, like, 55 tentacles and 14 claws and 3 swords, and it throws boulders, and it can, like, poison you and breathe fire and everything else, and stop tickling Henry's foot, LaFada. And every...
I was trying to be quiet for the podcast.
Yeah, you did a really good job, too. I have to commend you. But it's just a game where everything... is not this. Everything you meet in the game is there to kill you, for one, right?
Yeah.
And you're really pathetic in comparison to everything else in the game.
That's a really cool idea, actually.
And it's not like Amnesia, where you're completely powerless, obviously, because it's like a game where you kill stuff. But, like, you feel so underpowered that you almost feel powerless anyway. And every time you see anything, it's just, everything's just designed in such, it's just, the enemy design is so cool and so scary, but more, like, intimidating scary. Like, it's not like the game's a horror game, you know what I mean? It's just scary. Like, it's mainly dark and stuff.
Okay.
But it's just like, every time you turn a corner, you're always, like, blocking every time you turn a corner because you know that there's going to be something there that's going to fucking kill you. And
yeah.
You're really scared. And then you see a boss, and before you even fight the boss, you're just like, how am I ever going to do that? How am I ever going to kill this enormous, enormous monster? It feels so impossible. And you feel hopeless the entire time that you play it. And you can't play it for more than, like, 2 hours without just feeling dead inside and just having to stop. And it's amazing.
Okay.
And no game will ever be better than it.
That's how I feel with Mario Sunshine.
Well. You're like, I was surprised because I thought I was the one that was like, you know, I play this as a kid, I know what I'm doing. But no, you really know how to play a Mario game. Even with shitty controls. No, he was like, we have controllers where the analog stick was broken, but Patrick, for some reason, could jump at the right time. And
Mario is badass. High
yeah.
fly five.
Woo!
High fly five. But it's scary.
GameCube Mario Sunshine with that horrible,
GameCube is the only
terrible
I love GameCube, but
like
controls.
I gotta find my Mario 64.
I kind of want to lend you GameCube.
Yes.
I have a GameCube.
What was the game where we were the stunt driver?
Considering I haven't even
Stunt Man.
That was
fun.
Also really good.
Love that game.
I like that.
Yeah, Stunt Man's fun.
Anyway, another thing I like is, are there any games, like, just outside of the horror thing that, like, because Yahtzee came up with this, we all know Yahtzee pretty much, right?
And if they don't, then they can just Google the word Yahtzee and not come up with him.
So Yahtzee of Zero Punctuation, he sort of thought of this idea for a game where it's like you lose stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Like, over the game, you're really powerful, and then you lose stuff.
Yeah.
And someone came up with another idea where they, like, watched the Dead Island trailer, and they're like, okay, what if you had a game where you had a family, and then over the course of the game...
Family dies slowly,
yeah.
And then you have
and they, but they do stuff you game-wise. So it's like one kid, like, has a map or something, and one person has, like, ammo and stuff.
It's not so much like
can't
the family...
Can't you just pick up the map from their dead body?
Yeah, it's not so much
the
family
like...
would have to do stuff for you. It's just that you'd have to like them.
Yeah. You know,
the
no,
kids are
no, 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 no,
you're
no,
going to
no,
want them to die.
You know what I think would be really cool with that? Make it a co-op game, right?
Yeah.
And you start off with 6 of your friends, and you're all playing together, and then one by one, you have to stop playing with one of your friends when that character dies until it's just a solo game. How
that's
mad would
good.
That be?
But you, like, get split up. That'd be cool as well.
No, you don't
really
get split up. They just die,
and
they have to stop playing.
Yeah.
So 5 of your friends just
unable to die.
Eventually, like,
really
make it, like, so...
And every time a different character has to die.
Yeah, make it so that the death story is dynamic, so that it's not the same characters dying every time, because then it's just like, oh, I'll choose this one, because I want to get to this point of the game. You
or
know
does
what
it
mean?
Just die because they fell at playing the game?
Well, there's probably some way to work around that. You just can't die, like, in Prince of Persia or something. I don't know. no, but just make it that there's ways that you can still have consequences for failure that don't include dying.
They just have to make a storyline,
you know I mean?
That suits every possible.
Yeah, and you just there's still plenty of ways to fail at playing a game without dying, right?
Yeah.
Just have those as the failures of the game rather than death. That's fine.
Well, yeah, like, you don't have something cool to use to save yourself, but
yeah.
You still can go on.
So any game designers listening, do it now.
Yeah. I reckon that'd be so cool. You just...
I'd buy that game.
You know, you're like on Skype with your friends.
Yeah.
And then one of them just can't play anymore, and you're like, oh, we'll see ya. And he, like, he leaves the Skype call, and you're like,
no,
done with
like,
that friend.
Oh, see ya. That makes the actual like,
so
no.
Sad.
Wouldn't that be really sad?
No, they die, and
then,
the Skype call actually cuts off.
And, yeah. Yeah, you, like, the game can, like, connect to Skype, and, like, it just kills them. Or you go on the game's, like, voice
yeah,
chat.
Like,
yeah, wouldn't that be cool? Like, they're starting to fade out,
yeah,
and they're like, no, I'm done.
Who uses a game's actual voice chat, ever? Come on. No one does that. But, yeah, I reckon that would be a really, really cool idea for a game.
Yeah. Because I just love to play a game where I'm just, weirdly enough, because I hate myself, I'd love to play a game where I'm just losing all the important stuff.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Where you start out as like a god and you become like a pathetic
yeah.
model at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I have the best gun at, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have this really, no.
Yeah.
A lot of games do that in the beginning. They just show.
Yeah, no. But instead of it being like,
oh,
you have everything for the tutorial and then you build up, you just have everything and then you go down. Yeah. That'd be neat.
And you're like learning to use like,
and then because what people... something that'd be cool is like the final boss is like the first enemy you fight in the game, but the first time you fought him, you just like insta killed it straight away with your mega amazing plasma rocket launcher.
Yeah,
and then at the end you've got like a wooden stick.
Yeah, and
you're like, oh no,
and you lose the weapon you use the most.
Yeah,
like every time it's like, okay, you use a machine gun a lot. Done.
Yeah.
Oh, you're using this mega sword,
you can
whatever.
Yeah, you could. You could like. If you knew that was the case, though, you could just not use the good gun and then win the game.
True. I guess certain guns would just disappear at some point.
Yeah, they'd have to work that out. But yeah, that'd be really neat. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be big.
Because I'm starting to get into fear, like, lost games where you just lose shit for some reason, because that just sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Lost the game.
No, lost... That's a bad game.
That's a bad game. It's funny that there was a game actually called The Game.
You know, the show Lost.
Yeah.
There's a game... of the show Lost.
Yeah.
It's called Lost the Game.
And when the game came, when the game was happening, someone would just post Lost the Game.
Yeah.
Lizelle, seeing as you're in the room, what, anything horrific that you've, like, seen?
Come close so people can actually
see. What's your favorite horror movie?
Horror movie, game, whatever it is.
To the microphone.
I mean,
it doesn't even have to be a scary movie. He's afraid of gremlins.
Sit on the magic stool.
Yeah, like, what scared you as a child? I've admitted that the villain from Who Framed Roger Rabbit scared me, so it's okay.
We worked out for about 5 minutes that I'm afraid of Silent Hill.
Bunnies, specifically.
Just pink rabbits, Silent Hill.
Pink rabbits.
Wasn't really scared, but I... Can you?
Can you do jazz hands?
Can you talk about something that was meant to be scary based off, like, Epic Mickey?
Have you guys talked about Epic Mickey?
No, but... None of us have played it.
Well, have you seen the concert art for Epic Mickey?
Yes.
You should. Yes, it's amazing. And I love... Was it Spencer that did that?
Sure.
Yeah.
One of the friends, right?
John Smith of Faradale.
Well, I forgot who he was. But he worked with a lot of horror games. And he said that Disney scared him as a child, and he wants that to happen again, so that's why they try to make Epic Mickey.
Yeah.
But they came up with all this fantastic concert art that was amazingly horrifying, like Goofy, or as a like mechanical cyborg.
Oh, I saw that. That was creepy.
And the scenes and the backdrops and stuff were all incredible, based off like forgotten Disney stuff. But
I know.
Then it just slowly died down and wasn't scary anymore, and it wasn't even an impressive game, and now they came out with Epic Mickey 2, which is like even less impressive. It's like, ah, what'd you do? And it's really upsetting.
I hate that. Like, you see like the previous stuff. So if you played a Fable game and you watched the stuff leading up to a Fable game, you went through this. Where it's like, oh, this concept art is so cool. And Epic Mickey looks so cool. Like the concept art is like, oh, Mickey Mouse in this freaky world where every single Disney thing is like night on nightmare mode.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have to clean it out.
Nightmare mode on Doom is horrible.
Speaking of other games.
Nothing dies. It just comes back and you can't do anything.
Yeah. Disney's...
It's just this...
Like Don Bluth, an animator from like the 90s. You've probably seen like... You guys probably...
Everyone knows who Don Bluth is.
American Tail? You seen American Tail?
I know it. I've not seen it.
Okay, but you know it.
I know it.
Okay, Vincent, do you know American Tail?
I know it.
Yeah, okay, there we go. So Don Bluth was this...
That movie with those dyke fairies.
Dyke fairies.
There were some misses of his hair. But he had a theory where it was like, okay, you can make a movie and do like... You can do the scariest shit for a kid, right? Like, there was this movie called The Secret of Nim, where there is this owl thing, and they came up with this new animation.
It's a mouse again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a mouse. So there's this giant... There's this owl, and it's bigger than this mouse... And it's just eating dead things in front of this mouse. Like, it's just eating dead shit in front of it. And they had this animation style where it was like... I don't know. It was freaky because they do this thing with the eyes where it'd be just this booming, completely different style of animation. And it looked like the owl was larger than life. While the owl was eating a mouse's body in front of this other mouse.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. And Don Bluth would be like, you know, you can show any scary shit as long as it's a happy ending. So it's pretty much the theory... Punch the kid, just give him a box of chocolates after the point. But, has it... Okay, Lizelle and Patrick, have you guys seen Cabin in the Woods?
No.
I was going to, and then I didn't.
That's horrible.
Shame on you.
Okay, Dylan, what are our rules? Like, what do you think the rules on...
Don't say shit.
Don't say shit?
Just because that's what most people think. I actually think it's totally okay to spoil it, but most people completely disagree, so let's not.
Okay. Well, I will just say, on an ambiguous level, because it is
don't
a
horror... see it. That's about as ambiguous as we... That's about as clear as we're allowed to get.
As clear as we're allowed.
Watch it now.
It's good. It has a reaver in it.
You've seen it?
Yeah,
it's
I
a
saw it with Daniela.
Oh.
It's so good.
I thought you were going to be like, I saw it with you guys, and I was going to feel bad because I forgot you went.
No. You know that scene where, just like...
Shh. Okay, I got an idea.
That
Patrick
where...
Lizelle?
No, because the people can still hear us, right?
Yeah, but we're saying spoilers.
No, just...
It's not an actual spoiler, okay?
Okay, be careful.
We're all, like, hell break loose.
Yeah.
And there's, like, this... pan of,
Yeah,
a reaver in, like, a single shot of that.
A reaver.
Is one of the...
That's, like, a billion
Mass
things.
Mass Effect?
No, Arriva like, from Firefly.
Oh! Wait, really?
How mad
yeah.
is
like,
that?
Like, oh! See, I believe this because Joss Whedon wrote this.
Reaver is one of the things.
Oh!
That is brilliant.
That is cool. That is cool.
That's all I have to say.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. Seriously, just go watch Cabin in the Woods. I mean, it's...
such things as Reapers in Mass Effect?
Reapers.
No, I'm curious.
Oh, Reapers, right. Sorry, I got that.
Okay. I've not played
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
Why would I know...
Yeah, that's true. Why would Lakai even know what Mass Effect
is? Well, I was
is?
Wondering that, but like, hey, I'm not going to deny it.
Yeah, that's true.
Why would you not go with Lakai and Joss
Also,
Whedon?
You were hanging out with Daniela. He might have played Mass Effect and noted it, and then you were like, oh, yeah.
And then she would commit that to memory. And bring this up in a rather...
So,
non-related notes.
Exactly.
We've done that before.
No, we haven't.
Her random facts usually have something to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, her random facts are usually about feminism. And that wasn't
okay.
about feminism.
Okay, true.
Like, I really just statistic.
And I've been giving random facts a long time.
That's true. You've, like, stopped doing that.
You told me to.
Because it was annoying and dumb and pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of missed the statistics of the situation.
It was kind of funny, though. You should go back to doing it. It was good comic relief.
Bringing up weird statistics and just like...
I cut that entire part of my personality out, and now you're like, you know what, that was...
Well, Dylan needs something to...
away, just like...
Just
curb it.
Yeah, just do it less often.
Okay.
Do it like once a week.
Put it on a bus.
Put it on a bus.
What does that mean?
Look up on a TV track, I just remembered that from yesterday.
We need so many sponsors. The Escapers, TV Tropes.
Well, we're willing to pimp them.
Sponsored by Google. Yeah.
Bing. Sponsored by Bing. That was the best thing in Amazing Spider-Man, is he uses Bing as his search engine.
Really?
Yeah.
How much did they pay for that to happen?
Why would he do that?
I'm thinking that's why Amazing Spider-Man got money, actually, because they were just
no,
like...
they have to pay to show logos. Bing was probably the cheapest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they had a really low budget.
He couldn't just, like, not show that part. They couldn't just have him, like...
scrolling through images.
They couldn't just have, like, a picture of him looking at a monitor, and you're, like, from the perspective of the monitor, and then he just says, like... He just types
he
in
I don't
says what he wants
just made
to
up. A search engine.
No, yeah. That's lame. I hate it when they do that.
Oh, it's called search engine.
Oh,
I guess
no.
They just wanted to evoke the whole, like, oh, Bing response.
Oh, Bing.
But
Bing.
Instead it was
Bing.
Like...
Bing.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Speaking of horrific ideas.
Every frame could be, like, analyzed.
Oh, Bing.
So what? Are we going to the pool now? How long have we been going?
We're at an hour now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We've not been going for long.
An hour's long.
Yeah, but
an
not, like,
massively
long.
No, I thought we'd only been going for, like, half an hour, though.
No.
There was even a session that got cut
swimmers,
out.
Swimmers, guys?
I have swimmers.
Can I swim in my underwear?
I will swim in your underwear.
Oh.
Say yes.
You have to... Oh, yeah, because you brought your stuff. Heaps good.
Why did you bring your stuff?
We went to the beach.
He's been living with us for a few days now.
He has been living.
I'm so far behind you.
Okay, let's...
Keep up with the group.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway,
So this fucking, like, messy as shit episode...
It turned out good at the end.
It was okay.
I didn't go to yours because I
was... We spent a whole lot of hours just talking.
You should see Tsotsi.
Who?
Tsotsi.
Okay.
It's this African film.
Yeah, I know what it is.
It's good.
Yeah.
See it.
Okay.
Well, I'm hoping soon we can do the music episode.
Yeah. I'm cool with doing it next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So next week...
Everyone do your homework.
Do, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Just figure out your what you like.
What's the...
And if Patrick and Lizelle...
I know what I like.
Like,
we'll tell them off
if,
the podcast.
If you guys
cookies,
okay.
We'll tell them off the podcast.
Okay,
cool. Yeah.
But it's definitely going to be me, Dylan, Vincent, and Lakaya.
Woo!
That's all right.
Lakaya!
And it'll more than likely be about 7 hours long.
Yeah, this is
because
everyone...
Dylan will have to analyze why we're wrong about our
No. I'm not going to even... I'm hardly going to talk.
I don't even want to talk about
it. You're wrong that you like that part of it.
I'm just going to, like, fucking, like, go through my dream world, like... For 5 hours, just talk about everything.
And then for 2 hours, it
really
like,
2 hours.
So why do you like music? I don't know. It sounds good.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. We'll catch you on the flip side, folks. Say goodbye.
Bye, Steve.
See ya. Bye, Steve.
Bye, Steve.
Have a nice week, Steve.
Don't know.